God bless everyone. And TJ, my heart, really. You know, I remember you when you was just a little dapper in nappies. And, oh gosh, that's such a long time ago. That makes me feel quite old, actually. Wow. But, and Samuel, oh my goodness, I remember you when you were only up to my waist as well. So it's just pretty awesome that all these kids are, you know, really tuned in with God and wanting to know more and understanding how God works within us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You know, my country coordinator, Brendan McCann, used to say to me that what we feed a child when they're growing up will never depart from them. You know, and it was always strong in my heart when I first met him, and he had 5 children and they were all born in November. And he used to say, you know, listen to them, listen to how they share, listen to what goes on in their hearts. He said, because, and he was a very strong Irishman, he said, because I teach them the word of God. And, you know, they'd sit there and they'd sing these little songs. And even now, we bumped into Samuel McCann just a few weeks ago. And, you know, they still know and love God. You know, it doesn't depart from them. What we instill into them, you know, even if they go through a rocky phase, or whether they're in their teenage years and they want to try it alone, they always come back. They always come back to the Word of God. And when we continue to set the example, you know, in the world we're living in right now, we can see the adversary at work, you know, with his trolls, and he's trying to get the fear into people and make people afraid. And you know, with the systems of the world and the finances, you know, with the lockdown and people losing their jobs and family businesses going under and things like that. But God says that there's nothing new under the sun. It has always been there. The adversary cannot give us something new. He has to just keep repeating all the old things that he's done over the years and over time. But see, God can do new things. God works within us. And as we look to him in every situation, we have no need to be afraid. We have no need to have lack. You know, and we may not know where it's coming from. You know, I heard Kelly sharing and I heard Tanya sharing, you know, when we go to God with a pure heart, God says that he hears us. And he will answer those prayers. Doesn't mean that we have to tell people, because do you know what? There's nothing better than when you've had a private prayer with God, that you have a real dire need and you've gone to him and that need has gotten met. And that then encourages and it boosts your faith. See, we walk by faith and not by sight. So when the adversary starts to knock on the door, that just makes us bigger and stronger with our God. We know for sure that greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. Yes, he can try and trip us up. Yes, he can try and knock us off course. But God, when we go to him, he brings us back on course. He wants us to have a life which is more than abundant. You know, we say, like Lawrence, we were saying earlier, you say what you want. So what do you want? You know what you want, but you say what you want and not what you see, not what the circumstances are showing you. I told you last week about Amber and her car. You know, well, I can't get a car yet because I don't have the finances. No, don't look at that situation. You look for the car, whether the finances are there or not. You go in search of the car. That is what you want. And when you find the car that you want, then everything will fall into place. If we sit back, and I'm only using this as an example, but if we sit back and wait for, well, I've got to wait for the money, or no, I've got to wait for this, or I'm not ready to do that just yet. If we put all the negatives in, then we'll never see the outcome, because those The way that God works is he works by the faith, not by what we're seeing right now. So, Amber, yes, you do have the finances. That's what you confess. I'm going to find the car that I want. And she's got the car she wants. And it's brilliant. She was flying around here the other day and she flies up here for a coffee early in the morning. Brilliant. But then we don't say things that are contrary to the word of God either. We don't allow those negatives to infiltrate our faith. So again, put the blinkers on and we just keep moving, keep moving. Do you know, if we stand still, the adversary will just attack, attack, attack. When we keep moving, it's a harder target. And then as we move with God, there is no target because he can't come anywhere near us. You know, last week was Thanksgiving, and I have so much to be thankful for, I really do. And it starts with, you know, when I wake up in the morning, it starts knowing that I have a wonderful husband, I have three great children who now have partners, and one has grandchildren of ours. So we can stay thankful. We stay thankful for the things that God has blessed us with. You know, we have 10,000 plus reasons to be thankful. And I'm not going to ask you, your assignment this week isn't to write down 10,000 reasons why you're thankful. But all you need to do is to bless the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind and strength. And keep moving with him. Don't get stagnant. Don't let that faith go down. You know, we have to bless his holy name. You know, a good way to build up that spirit is to speak in tongues or sing in tongues. Also, when you pray, you get quiet and you pray. That builds up that spirit within you. And also to confess the greatness of God. You know, when we're not seeing what we want and we're finding hurdles, then we just keep pressing on, speaking in tongues, praising God, blessing his name. And then we start to get like a refreshment. It's like if a car's running on empty, it's going to jerk. It's the same with the spirit. You've got to feed that spirit. You've got to energize that spirit. And then you really get to see the power of God in action. I wanted to share something with you tonight. I was sat quiet one night and I could hear Lawrence in the office, and then all of a sudden this song came blasting out, and oh my goodness, like there's nothing like a song to lift the spirits. And I know we don't have much singing in that on here, but it really, when I hear some of these songs that people have written about God and the inspirations that have come from behind the song that they've written, it really blesses me. So I wanted to share this one with you tonight. I really hope you can hear it. So here we go.
Hold up to the light.
Hold up. Where? There?
Yep.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Your holy name.
Yay, forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. Worship Your holy name.
See, when we hear those songs, and I have a CD, and when Amber comes up and we do a bit of cleaning, we put the music on and we're dancing away, and it really lifts, you know, lifts your spirit, makes you feel good. Just like speaking in tongues makes you feel good, that spirit becomes energized. And so I really want to spend this week just praising God in everything that we do, everything we're believing for. When we pray, when we speak in tongues, just find a way to worship God, whether it's through songs, whether it's through speaking in tongues, and really get uplifted, because things will really start to change when you are walking by that spirit and God's energizing that spirit, whether it's done through songs, whether it's done for praying for people, whether it's done for you speaking in tongues. But we really do have to get on fire, really get fired up inside. And that's one good way for me, is when I hear these songs, I get really fired up, you know, and I feel like I could take on the world. That's how we need to be. We have to let that spirit consume us to the point that we are like really exploding with great joy and thankfulness. So have a great week. Blessing the Lord with all your soul and all that is within you.